Let's begin by setting the intention to get into a relaxed state of consciousness. And with every breath you breathe, you are becoming more and more relaxed. As you breathe this balanced breath, you'll notice yourself calming your mind and body into a deep sense of peace and relaxation. There's a wave of calm energy that's passing through you as you breathe this balanced breath, a rhythmic and natural breath that's causing you to feel more and more relaxed. And the more relaxed you become, the more present and grounded you get, to the point where you are now completely relaxed and grounded in the present moment. From here, I'd like you to, with your intention, draw a circle of protection around you, made of a violet fire. And just visualize as you start drawing this circle of violet fire around you. And notice that this violet fire is designed to repel any negative thoughts or emotions that seek to distract your sense of peace and relaxation. This fire doesn't burn you, it only consumes all distracting images so that you can be focused and relaxed in the present. And just take a deep breath in to this complete circle of protection. Breathe in and breathe out, feeling fully secure and nurtured in the center of this circle. And as you sit in the center of this circle of protection, set the intention right now to connect more fully and deeply with your higher self. We are going to integrate the royalty of our higher self into the physical body. So I'd like you to bring your attention to your crown chakra. As you sit at the top of your head in your crown chakra, look up and notice that right above in the eighth chakra sits your higher self. And your higher self is looking at you with a wise, powerful, and loving smile as your higher self begins to pour down from a bowl a white liquid light. And this white liquid light begins to pour down into your seventh chakra. And as it begins to fill this seventh chakra, you begin to sense a connection being formed with your higher self as this liquid white light begins to swirl and spin and integrate with the circulatory system of your body. As the liquid white light is compatible with the blood in your body, it begins to pour down into your head and move through the circulatory system as it continues to flow down and fill your third eye chakra. Filling the cup of the third eye chakra, you notice that this liquid white light begins to fill your third eye chakra as it opens it more fully, swirling and spinning, and continuing to pour down like a fountain into your throat chakra. Moving through your entire head, this liquid white light is circulating through your system and opening up the throat as it continues to swirl and spin and expand the throat chakra. And it continues to flow down in a natural, efficient, and easy way into your heart center. And from the heart and through the blood, this liquid white light is beginning to become distributed through the arms and down the torso, expanding your heart chakra and moving down into the solar plexus, swirling and spinning in your solar plexus, opening up the third chakra as it continues to expand your personal power and flow down into the organs and through the blood down into your second chakra, into your belly, where it begins to fill your intestines and stomach and move into your creative expression, expanding that second chakra as this liquid white light begins to flow and integrate at the very base of your personal self, your root chakra, creating a foundation of security and stability as this liquid white light spins and flows down through the sex organs, down the legs, and into the feet, creating a fully flowing liquid white light integration into the blood and into the physical body as this liquid white light fully integrates the communication from your higher self into your physical body. And as you're feeling this white light, this liquid white light continuing to flow from your higher self through the physical body and the chakra system, all of the energy centers, you begin to notice that your higher self is now lowering a golden crown onto the top of your head. And this golden crown is made of brilliant golden light. And this golden crown is being lowered onto your crown chakra. Pay attention to what this golden crown looks like. Its individual design is based on your unique individuality. And this golden crown is embedded with the most brilliant and clear jewels you have ever seen. And these jewels, which are embedded within the crown, are layered throughout the entire crown, and they're glistening with the qualities of the higher self. Each jewel represents a quality of your higher self, and it's embedded in this crown, which is now at the top of your head, getting anchored with every breath you breathe into your crown chakra. This crown is becoming fused into your crown chakra as it connects energetically with the royalty of your higher self. And this crown is anchored fully into your royalty as a divine, eternal, omnipresent being. This crown is the representation of your regalness, of your royalty, and of your affluence. It is a representation of the qualities of you as the higher self, because your higher self is a aspect of your consciousness. It is a part of you, and this crown is a representation of that part of you. So take a moment to breathe into this crown at the top of your head as you integrate the qualities of your higher self, and notice that this liquid white light is continuing to flow through your body while you're wearing this crown, anchoring the wisdom, the love, and the power of your higher self into your physical body. And you'll notice that this crown is becoming anchored energetically into the crown of your consciousness in the physical body, and it is allowing you to think the thoughts of your higher self. It is allowing you to feel the royalty of your divine nature, and it is allowing you to experience the true regal presence of your true self in the physical body. This crown is a permanent reminder of who you are as a divine and eternal being who can create anything and with a royal command manifest anything that is desired in any situation that arises. This crown is a representation of your divine self, of the divine birthright to command with authority from the crown of your divinity. This crown is a permanent reminder of who you are as you walk around in the physical experience, as you have a physical experience, as you are a physical experience. It is an integrated state of consciousness between your higher self and your lower self. It is an intermediary commanding tool that reminds you permanently that you can create anything that you desire, that you are a royal divine being, and that you will never forget this from this moment forward. To activate this crown and anchor it permanently on the crown of your head, the crown of your chakra, let's take 3 deep breaths with the intention to permanently anchor this crown of your royal regal presence of your higher self into the physical so that you may never forget it again. Take a deep breath in and anchor it once. Take another deep breath in and anchor it with the second seal. Take another deep breath in and anchor it with a third and final seal. And you'll feel a fusing, a clicking in of this crown as it's now permanently attached to the crown of your head chakra. And this crown is a direct connection between your lower and higher self, integrating your higher self with your lower self and your lower self with your higher self, permanently connecting your communication with your infinite nature through the higher self. You are now able to, through this crown, command with your regal royal presence. And take a moment to observe this crown as you notice all the jewels that are glistening on it. And pay attention to the jewels and their colors and the facets, how they're cut. Pay attention and take a notice of one of the jewels at the front of the crown. What is the quality of this jewel? These are the qualities of your higher self, but what is this particular quality telling you right now? Make it personal and pay attention to it. Now breathe this quality into your personal individual character now. And anchor that quality into your heart. And I recommend taking the time to focus on these jewels and anchor their qualities into your heart one by one so that you may feel the regal royal presence of your divine nature deeply in your heart and the qualities of that nature in your heart so that you may walk around feeling the royalty of your divine nature in every moment as you command from this presence and decree your reality with a commanding presence so that you may experience exactly what is your highest excitement without any limits. And just breathe into your regal royal presence right now. How does it feel to have this liquid life flowing through your physical body, holding the information and connection with the higher self, and wearing the crown of your divinity at the top of your head? Pay attention to your energy, your state of being right now. Pay attention to the poise, the relaxation, the power, the strength, the wisdom, the love. Pay attention to the regal nature, to the royal nature of your state of being right now. And carry this with you wherever you go. You are the royal, regal presence, now and forever. Open your eyes and look around from this state of being. and move forward from this energy state and create with a commanding authority, communicate from this space. And now that you are wearing this crown and circulating this white liquid light, you will never forget it from this moment on. Check in with your crown throughout your day to continue to strengthen the state of being. Go now and create.